Attention students, the Jabroni University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
We need a new opening. I'm tired of this.
I like it. Yeah, let's switch it up.
I mean, I don't have anything right now. It's not like I'm, like, teasing something, but...
Oh, okay.
We do. We really need something new.
Hey, we're in your face and in your ears. Draft pod time.
Darren,
like that.
I know you're listening.
I don't really mean the beat.
Oh, I figured, but...
Yeah, like what I said, right? That works, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, like I said, we were using something else, but it was, figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We just need something.
Okay, like, we, like, go off camera. Like... Welcome to the Draft Pod. What's up, guys? Something like that.
No.
We'll keep thinking about it.
I'll call my buddy Kool-Aid Man. And we'll
brainstorm.
All right. I'm just workshopping over here.
Yeah.
Don't go so hard on my wood.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, we got a guest back for the fourth? Fifth?
I think it's fourth.
Fourth? One more time, and he's a Golden Eagle. And we got old Andy Goshi.
That's right.
I'm back.
Golf clap.
That's right.
We
without further ado, I'll just jump into it. I don't care.
He's the reason we're late.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah, it's totally.
Yeah.
You know, you deal with these big time Hollywood big shots, you know.
It's an ox, and I'm just sitting by my phone waiting for time, you know?
Yeah.
Don't got what's going on.
Your big business, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty lonely over here.
Small fries, upgrade us. Yo. A piece shit. Listen, motherfucker. You can't fold me, accordion. Get me on stage, I'll kill, Kevorkian. Let me tell my drug story, but it ain't about the kush. It's about the time I met my homie, Snuffleupagus. My man Drew went to the store looking for a white lady. Asked Goshi at the register, who looked at his purchase of M&M's a bit shady. Bag boy Andy knew he wanted nose candy, though. Drew wanted to go face down, ass up in that Florida snow. Andy directed him to go to a guy named James to get the band stuff. He went to the back and said, yo, you got that street dandruff. James looked bewildered as he'd never heard that term. He said, yo, dog, you can't suck my perm. Drew said, nah, I'm not trying to sniff your hair. I'm trying to get that late night up in there. He pointed to a snot box, and James then was cool. I see you're trying to get that Hollywood fuel. Listen, man, how much for some of that Ziggy Stardust? You talking vinyl or them hard drugs? You want to roll with me? We can play Mariah while we go on a sleigh ride. Just warning you, I got a podcast, so tonight ain't that great for me to die. Let me go park and we can hit some recreational slopes. Hey, Andy's, y'all want in? Leslie, nope. But we will watch and laugh while you scratch and sniff. Yo, this pod about to be fun as shit.
Hell yes.
I think that's the new opening song.
I like street dandruff and snot box. Both of those got me good. I like calling a nose a snot box is probably my new favorite thing now. So
I probably say this. What I say every time I'm on is that I probably say this every time. So I was thinking that earlier today. I'm like, you know, don't just fucking say, I probably say this, I probably say that would cut out 15 minutes of the fucking show if I just stopped. But I made this list. I made a pretty good list. I'm pretty happy with it.
Uh-huh.
I just feel, you know, I always feel so nervous. I'm like, this is going to get fucking zipped up real quick, probably. You know what I mean? All the good ones.
Man. I know.
Yeah.
I wrote about 25 down, so I feel like I'm good.
We'll just snort it up immediately, Andy.
Oh, that's you know for the episode today.
Yeah,
But
since
I
it's holiday season.
Super nervous. Oh, by the way, I've never done cocaine.
Yeah. Me neither.
My family
me
neither.
I've tried it.
We're not representing a demographic that we don't know anything about.
I've tried it once, maybe twice. I'll say twice.
What if it was just baking soda? Yeah.
James is like, I'm on it right now.
I've tried it twice tonight for the first time.
It wasn't exciting at all. You know, first time or the second time. So
I'm telling you, it was baking soda.
It might have been, but I was told that...
That was stepped on his shit, bro.
Yeah. You didn't even get a key. You got, like, just the first part when they put it in the Home Depot machine.
I got, like, a pile of vitamin B powder like they put in the movies, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I felt so... I didn't feel energetic. I just felt healthy.
You snorted BC powder.
I was like, man, cocaine really makes you feel healthy. I don't like it. I'm only going to do it twice. I don't like
it. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this is that snow episode for Christmas time.
Yeah, it's winter. Like, what better reason or better way to celebrate than to talk about snow?
We figured you guys were tired of hearing about man juice, so we'll move on to cocaine.
You asked for it. This is what you're getting.
That's right. Well, but I tell you what, if you want to do something good this holiday season, you know, just cut up a rail and, you know, get your little straw ready and just take a big old bump and... You know, just listen to all the great shows on the Jabroni U Network. Like, why did we ever meet? Fifth Radio, Flow and Tell, New Jabroni Pro Wrestling, Locals After Hours, and much, much more. But more importantly, just listen to us, the Draft Podcast.
Flow and Tell? That feels like this episode should be on that, unless it's something completely...
No. Flow and Tell is where Andy and I each bring a rap song and that the other one hasn't heard.
Yeah.
A hip-hop song.
A lot of episodes in the back catalog.
We haven't done one in a long time. We probably shouldn't even talk about the show anymore, truthfully.
Like we said, we have the back catalog and the songs still slap.
That's true.
Goshi, you've got, I believe, a steel card still.
Okay.
You also have this new thing. Drew, you want to explain it to him? The Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, the Rumpelstiltskin. Yes. So, if somebody were to make a bad pick or just boneheaded pick,
yeah,
you can force that to. It's almost. It's like a steal, but the exact opposite. You can
like
force. Yeah, you can force that on their team that they now can't drop it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so if they're like, oh, shit, I took fried green tomatoes, which doesn't have cocaine in it in the first round, you could say Rumpelstiltskin.
Or if you want to be real slick with it, you could pick something horrible and then steal that, steal something from somebody else and give them the horrible one that you picked, and then Rumpelstiltskin them right after.
Yeah. Okay.
Man.
I'm writing this down.
But you also have a re-roll as well.
Yeah.
And I still have a re-roll as well. Really? So if you don't like the order that I'm about to tell you, the order of drafting, then you can ask for a re-roll if you want.
Run that shit back. Snake.
Is that what we do?
Huh?
We do snake?
Yeah. Snake, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Snake it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so...
And I have the head off the snake.
Serpentine.
I have a re-roll currently, you said?
You do have a re-roll, yes. Right.
I got a lot of writing this down. Re-roll.
All right, so here you go. Drew got the first pick. Andy second. James third. And Goshi, you're rounding us out.
Dude, the thing about re-roll is I never know if I'm supposed to put the hyphen in after the E in re.
I did.
Just not do it.
I think you have to hyphen it.
But I'm saying, like, you know, there's so many words that, like, you don't know if you're supposed to hyphen or not. And then you wait for the little squiggly line to come on to tell you if it should.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel like an idiot every fucking time.
Oh, no. That's just stuff you don't need to know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just use your computer. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You don't need to know where a period goes.
Yeah. I know where it goes. After a sentence.
Okay.
Anybody using their reroll?
You acted like it went somewhere else, but you went where we were all thinking it goes.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah. I thought you were innuendoing like Shinesty.
Yeah. No, I don't want to semicolon us, you know?
Okay.
I promise you guys I won't ramble like I always do, so we don't have a 3-hour episode.
No, hey, ramble away, you know?
Yeah, man.
If you got time, we got time, you know?
Ramble, young man, ramble. Yeah.
Be a rambling man.
Dude, I don't, a Minnesota Viking and John Ramble.
I'm not going to lie, I'm not liking this number one pick.
Yeah. Go to Philadelphia, play quarterback. You're a Cunningham. You're a Ramble Cunningham.
That's good. That's old, but it's good.
Yeah, thank you.
Or you could stay got the in Minnesota.
It's true. Oh, man.
All right. Drew, are you ready to start? Like, do you feel okay?
Not really.
All right, perfect. Let's go then.
I'm more upset that I have to wait until, like, 8 picks to come back to me.
Well, you're on the clock right now, so.
I know. So, even though I think there's a definite number one, because when I asked people, everybody said that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with one that I fucking love, and I'm going with Michael Cera. This is the end.
This is the end.
Yeah.
Man.
It was,
that's so good.
It's not going to stand the list long.
Yeah.
It's,
You get the reunion of the three guys.
Yeah.
All back together again.
When he fucking blows it in. Blows it in what's his name's face.
Yeah, Christopher Mintz Plaza.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That whole beginning with Michael Cera is so good. Such a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch that. I think I've seen that when it came out and then haven't seen it, but I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many parts that I remember, but Michael Cera sticks out kind of above everything else. And like then, at the end of the day when I think about it.
And then it's like when he gets impaled and he's just like his phone starts ringing.
My fucking phone!
After he just yells at everybody because he can't find his phone. Oh, there it is!
It's the scene outshined the entire rest of the movie, actually. So watch the first 15 minutes, Goshi, if you watch it, and then just turn it off after that. You'll be good.
I mean, the rest is still really good.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
The movie's great. It's a great movie.
But Michael Cera destroys it. It was awesome seeing those three guys together again. Like, it was when I first saw it, like, huge pop for me, because Superbad's my favorite movie, so.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Damn. All right.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Like I said, I think if you were to bring up Coke movie or movie scenes, it's not going to be number one, but it is in my heart.
Yeah. No, I get it. Like, there's one that everybody's like, how is that not number one?
Yeah.
But I like this one a little bit better. Definitely one of my favorite Coke scenes of all time, and it's funny because it's more of a fake Coke scene in some sense because they're trying to sell it. So I'm going Boogie Nights where they're selling the fake Coke.
Dude.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I got it too.
That dude, the whole thing is just awesome. Like, great soundtrack, 80s music. Like, I've never seen Jesse's Girl played that way, and I never want to think about it not that way, you know?
Dude. It was.
You got Doc Ock dancing around in a robe. You got the little Asian kid just popping off fireworks in the background.
Popping fireworks for no reason.
Yeah,
it's a fucking masterclass in building tension.
It's so unsettling the scene.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you have all three of them going through different things because, you know, Dirk is just—they literally freeze on him for like a minute, right? And he can't fucking move. Because he's, like, trying to drink in everything that's going on, which is a lot. And then you have the other dude that just goes the whole wrong way about it, thinking he's going to do the right thing. And that leads to, you know, the whole shootout while they're like running and pushing the car, and it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
One pick.
That's a really good scene.
Yeah.
That's a top one for me.
Yep. So the level of excitement puts it over one that I think would be traditionally people's like first pick.
I think that was actually the impetus for this idea, because I think Goshi brought up this scene before, and that's when we
said, oh, like, was it?
Oh, we should do a cocaine scene.
Okay.
So, I don't remember that. I'm glad that I'm glad I inspired this. Also, my memory is like a tiny little goldfish.
Yeah, I think that was hey, put that on the board. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we'll draft fish. I don't care.
No, I'm... Yeah, okay.
This is a good one.
Yeah, let's draft fish.
Fish is next. Yeah. That's not a bad draft.
Why does the Christian community not have a rapping fish?
Is there, like...
I feel like they're missing an opportunity there.
Do we do, like, fish characters?
Yeah, but on your thing, a rapping fish, if they made it a cartoon or whatever, a character like Barney, it could constantly change or add as many as they want or take away as many as they want, because, you know,
that's true.
Multiplying it.
Damn. Yeah.
It could be a single dude at one point. It could be like a whole community.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me just do one.
A host school.
Yeah.
I don't fish, man.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna take a TV show number one.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Yeah, and I think I took this when we did a draft for this show. I think I took this episode as my favorite episode, or if I didn't, it's because somebody else took it before me. And I'm gonna go, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. The gang gets whacked.
Oh,
love that.
And the whole episode is, but the scene that I like the most is when Charlie and Dee go to the dude and they try to sell the coke, but they don't want to say the cocaine to him, so they say things like nose clams and all the shit.
Whatever that... I did in the sweet rap.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
That's
right. If Andy, you were right on that show, that would have been great.
Yeah,
fucking street dandruff.
street dandruff
is legit.
I was proud of that one.
Yeah.
Well, Andy. There's too many Andys on this fucking show. I thought you were talking about me.
Oh, sorry. I'll call you Goshi.
I kind of did, too.
Go Proshi. That's right.
It's funny you were referencing Andy being the writer on a TV show, and you weren't talking about Andy, who's a writer.
Hold on, dude. Actually, I'm fucking talking about you.
Oh, dude. That's why I say it on your shoulders, James. Man, I got where your brain was going.
My bad, Goshi.
Passenger on shoulders.
Goshi, you're a great writer too, you know.
Damn right.
But yeah.
Damn right.
You know, that was a lackluster pick. This is a perfect point for somebody to stiltskin me, but you know what? I don't care because I love this episode.
I don't think it's a lackluster pick.
No, the gang gets whacked, man.
The gang, I'm telling you, that episode is so goddamn funny. The whole fucking episode.
It would have been cool if they did the gang gets whacked off right after the gang gets whacked.
Because this is also the episode of We Don't Need You Around screwing things up.
That's exactly. Yeah.
Love the gang.
The gang. Gang. All right.
Okay.
Goshi?
You get two picks in a row, right?
Yeah. You get two in a row, yeah.
So this is great. I was nervous it wasn't going to set me up like this, but I will be on theme.
Oh, shit.
I'm going first pick, like one of my favorite scenes and one of my favorite movies, Lethal Weapon 1, the opening scene. It's Christmas, and she's doing coke, and she's, you know, floating around the hotel and then jumps right off and lands on a car.
Yeah.
But that's cool too. I mean, come on, guys. That's a great first pick for me.
That is that's
I hope that nobody beats me to this. And you didn't.
That's legit.
I didn't even think of this one. Oh, this is so good.
Oh, it's on my list.
Should I just go right into my next pick?
You can.
Sure.
Shit, hey.
Rules?
Ain't nothing but space and opportunity. Go ahead.
I'm going to go another Christmas movie. I'm doing Die Hard. Ellis is getting coked up in Holly's office. It's another Christmas movie. And I'm killing it. I think I might win this just off my first two picks. We don't call it this early, but I'm pretty happy with myself.
Is your whole thing going to be Christmas movies?
I mean, this is the theme, is it not?
Well, it is.
Well, no, Michael, I don't think that I got any more Christmas stuff.
Well, already you've destroyed us when it comes to Christmas cocaine movies.
Yeah. If this was
Christmas
niche, like the cocaine like Christmas picks. Niche.
I mean, it's called Let It Snow. Let It Snow. I mean, this just worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
I could do a reroll. I didn't even need to use it.
Just went back to back.
Just oh, yeah, man. And Rumpelstiltskin myself, I love this so much, but I can't do that. That's not really
good. Well, those are two of the greatest action franchises of all time. So yeah,
you did pretty fucking good. Yeah, you went 2x2. That's a 4.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Man, yeah, I'd like to see another Lethal Weapon movie.
All this praise is for me, right? Not the other Andy.
It's for definitely for you. Yeah.
I'd like to see another Loaded Weapon movie.
I would too.
Yeah.
Who would you have play in a new one though?
Emilio and Samuel Jackson.
Anymore? No, he could. Yeah.
They got to come back, and they're like now they're too old for this shit. You know.
Okay. Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's and everything.
Yeah, he could be in it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be mad if he made an appearance. I mean, he was doing some, like, spoof things back in the day.
Yeah.
I still love Soul Plane.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Tom Arnold and Kevin Hart together. Mm-hmm. Give me all of that. Add a little sprinkle of Snoop. He was Snoop Lion at one point.
That's right.
Yeah, but he was telling the truth.
I like how everyone's saying stuff and everyone's like, mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah.
Say anything.
No. it's back to me. It's back to me. All right.
James, you're behind on Christmas cocaine, so you might want to catch up.
I didn't pick any Christmas. Fuck. I don't know where to go because I don't know where you guys are going to go, but
Christmas cocaine's where I'm going.
Well, I do have one. Actually, I do have a Christmas cocaine one, but I don't want to take that one.
Okay. All right.
So I'll leave it for you.
Good. I want it.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to go with
riveting.
I know this is so hard because I don't know what you guys are going to do, but okay, I'm going to do this.
Don't croak, frog. Rivet.
I'm going to go with Superbad.
Son of a... Oh, two Mike Sarahs.
Yeah.
Oh, just like that.
And it's the scene where Michael Sarah is in the room that he accidentally walked into and everybody's in there doing cocaine. And they all think that he's somebody else. And they ask him to sing for them. And at these eyes are crying every time.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And it's just great. And the dude who's literally doing lines at the table is like exactly he's the guy you vibing. Want in your movie to be like the coke guy. Because he's like, he just looks like he's always like that. Like his whole body is always stiff.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
well, and as long as Michael Cera sang, it was going to sound immaculate to him.
Yeah, oh yeah. Everybody was totally jamming with it. It wasn't great, but everybody was
I was jamming to it. Like, the more I watch it, the better it sounds.
But, you know, like, he didn't fully commit. You know what I mean? So, like, but, like, yeah.
He was nervous.
He was nervous, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, they were jamming. They didn't care. They saw right through those nerves, and they just, you know, saw that beautiful angel singing.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Ah, And then the fight breaks out.
That's right.
Had to ruin his song.
All right, Andy.
That's me. I'm going to go one of my favorite movies, and it came out on Christmas, so that's why I'm kind of saying Christmas Cocaine. Many different scenes that you can choose. However, I am going to choose when Leo and Jonah are on Quaaludes and he has to Popeye up and get that vial of cocaine and get that cold cut out the back of his throat. Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this scene is so hilarious. And then, like, while it's also hilarious, you're also getting pumped up while the Popeye cartoon is going on. And Leo's like, oh, I got an idea. As long as I get some cocaine, that's my spinach. I'm Popeye, you know?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It would be a different world without Leonardo DiCaprio, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It would
be. I don't want to be in that world.
Share it with you guys.
It's true, though. We were like, where would we be right now if Leo didn't exist?
Things would have just absorbed, you know, like Johnny Depp would have had like two other movies and
oh yeah,
Tobey Maguire would have like been like a movie legend and we would have been like, what? Like in the alternate verse, we'd be like, wait, Tobey Maguire was like in The Departed? You know? It'd be so weird.
Would be weird.
What that voice? Yeah, Tobey Maguire could not do that.
Tobey Maguire with Tom Hanks and Catch Me If You Can. Like, these are hilarious sounding movies.
I would hate these movies. I love these movies, but I would hate them.
So we do the opposite of our movie? Nick Cage draft, where we recast Leo movies.
Yes.
No, I think a better draft is ruin movies with Tobey Maguire.
The Matrix with Tobey Maguire.
Any movie.
I don't even hate Tobey Maguire, but
I don't
like,
either. Yeah. He's awesome in Babylon.
Well, you might have just exposed another
pen. Oh, shit. Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
I did. Idiot.
Man.
Hey, you watching music.
All right, Drew.
Wolf of Wall Street.
All right, well, I'm glad I did what I did then, because this one, obviously, like, I mean, I don't think the other one was coming back to me, and this one somehow did, so I'm going to go with the, you know, Cocaine Mountain, Scarface.
Yeah.
Someone was going to pick it.
Yeah.
It's just
buries his face in it. Like, he's like Tony Montana is the, you know, he's the representative of cocaine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Snoop Dogg of cocaine, like for weed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He's the embodiment.
And he's not even like a real person.
Yeah, he's walking cocaine.
You know what I'm saying?
You go to the beach and they have the shirts out. They got mm-hmm. Tupac. They got some Nirvana tees.
Yep.
They got Amy Winehouse one up there somewhere in the back.
No doubt. One.
Perfect. Yep. All over that place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really, like, suggestive, just nasty stuff. You wouldn't wear it in front of your mom like that.
Right, yeah.
Mike's ass on a pair of fucking underwear or something like that. Anyway, all right.
Yeah,
but you got some neon blue and neon pink, and the colors are popping, to be honest.
Yeah, and those mannequins that are wearing them, they're stacked. I don't know where they get those. They got to go to a special place.
And right next to them is actually... Right next to them, you can get all those T-shirts, but on floor, like, area rugs.
Yeah. No doubt. Oh, man. I'm
actually looking for a weed ashtray, which is like a big old weed leaf in the middle of it. Hey, we got it. Here's the right place.
Remember those? I haven't seen one of those rug things in a while, but I feel like they were all over for a bit. Like
they were.
Where you could get like I said, it was like any, it was almost like any screen print on a T-shirt was also like available in a six by nine rug.
They should bring back like those beaded doors that aren't doors, but you just walk through them like a
yes.
gypsy type girlfriend's house.
No, so. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I went to a house one time. I don't know how I ended up there, but I did. And it was like me and my buddy and these two like hippie chicks with like tie-dyed like towels and blankets and sheets just kind of hanging from around their walls with black lights. Mm-hmm. And through every single door, they had those beaded things. And they just asked me to walk through it. And I was like, we got to get out of here. Yeah. They just like asked me to walk through it. This I was like, they're great. On something. Yeah.
Like when it went, for whatever reason, when you go through it, it plays.
Dude, and my buddy was just like, just walk through it. I was like, we gotta get out of here. I don't want to walk through it. Yeah.
You know what was in that room? I've been watching this show on HBO Max called Mother God, and it's about this lady who started a cult. Mm-hmm. And
Yeah,
and she thought that she thinks she's like the Mother God or whatever. It's called like, or like the cult is like Love Is Now or something like that.
Yeah.
And like, if you walked through that beaded thing, you would find the mummified corpse of Mother God laying in her bed after.
It was purple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely what was there.
Yeah. No, you know what was through it?
Oh, you went through.
Yeah, I did.
I thought you had to get out of there.
It was just a freezer, and there was a frozen bottle of 99 bananas in it.
That was my second guess.
What was it? There was nothing else in the freezer.
I had for that little birthday party that was thrown for me this year. Somebody brought fucking 99 bananas. And it was
such
like
a bad play to bring to a party.
Like it was so funny though, because like I haven't had fucking 99 bananas in well over a decade.
I was like, okay, this is a fucking thing that people do, is they put like cheap ass liquor in the freezer to make it seem fancier.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's freezing cold.
Yeah. It's nice and smooth if it's fucking sub-zero temperatures.
It'd be kind of funny to like pretend it was unironic, but get like a 99 banana shirt that's white, but just has like, you know, 99 bananas across the front, like the chest, and just wear that as an undershirt whenever you wear a button up. Because you know, at night when you get like, you drink too much and like you're around someone, you take your button up off and it's too hot. And they're like, wait, your undershirt is a 99 bananas?
Dude.
And you're like, it's white. But wait, why do you have a 99 bananas? It does look a little too small. Like, I can see your entire nipple up.
But then they're also like, also, it's not like dirty or faded. Like, that's a brand new shirt. It's Chris.
Where did you even get a 99 banana shirt?
All of my undershirts. That
last Valentine's Day at the most.
Dude, so my closet is just like 17.99 bananas undershirts.
The funny thing is, today I noticed like when I put on my white undershirt for work, like the neck was, they're starting to give a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you can't have that. So I was like, oh, man, I'm going to have to order some new undershirts. Now I want to see if I can't find and just order, like spend $100-some on fucking five or six fucking 99 banana shirts.
Or just go all crazy. Just do a different one. You got, what's this Ron Rico rum? It's my work shirt. It's
Oh, you just walk around with a Rumplemintz undershirt.
Your Rumplemintz.
That's the fad everybody's doing in 2024.
Yeah,
just change the name of this episode to 99 Bananas.
I like the idea that they called it 99 Bananas. Like, this doesn't taste like one banana, I'll tell you what.
And the best part is they have multiple flavors.
Yeah.
Really? 99 bananas peach?
Yeah. 99 bananas and a peach ain't one.
Oh, they have a sense of humor, so that's good.
All right, Drew, you're back.
All right. And Andy Goshi, I apologize if this is off your list and taking the theme, but yeah, I'm going to go with my Christmas movie. One of my Christmas movies. I still have two out there. But this one is the bloody martini from the night before.
Oh, shit.
When Seth Rogen gets the bloody nose.
I forgot about that fucking scene. He drips into her glass.
Yeah. Fucking Mindy Kaling's fucking. Yeah. She's like, oh, it's kind of bitter.
Did you bleed in my drink? Oh, man. God, that's such a horrifying thing, too. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what I would do if I was in that scenario where I drank a bloody.
I'd drink it.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I feel like it would just, like, add a little different flavor to it.
What dropped into it again? Blood from his nose?
Yeah,
blood
he did coke nose, in the bathroom, and his nose was all fucked up, and it started bleeding. And
you would drink that?
Yeah.
It was just one drop.
Just to put COVID behind us.
I mean, the alcohol would kill the blood, right?
I don't know.
Dude.
It all depends if it was made with 99 fucking bananas. Yeah,
I call that a San Francisco treat.
I don't even think I'd drink it if it was my own blood.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Hey, you don't think like suck their finger and take the blood off? I don't do that. I never did that.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I think it's
neither.
Just a natural. Yeah.
Not a vampire.
Me and Drew would take each other's fingers and put them in each other's mouths. We'd both be bleeding, holding fingers in each other's mouths.
Yeah.
It would be funny if, like, on the vampire theme, if True Blood just had a bunch of, like, cocaine episodes and then you only picked True Blood. True Blood, episode 4 from season 2.
Dude. You show True Blood 1 a.m., you call it Cocaine Confessions, and shit just gets wild.
Nuts.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
You do it in the style of, remember that one show on MTV that was on super late, Undressed?
Yeah.
Do it that style, but True Blood.
I don't remember what the style was, though.
I mean, yeah.
What was the style of Undressed? Like,
wild on when Undressed was on.
Kind of like that movie, like 100 Girls.
Oh, know? I love that movie.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I remember Undressed. I remember like kind of being into it, but I don't remember.
I loved the plot line and storyline. That's probably where I got into like porn storylines.
Wait, 100 Girls, that's the same one the dude who made 8 Days a Week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that movie. 8 Days a Week.
Yeah.
I fucking loved 8 Days a Week.
They're Carrie so Russell, good. Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I rented that from a freaking Hollywood Video and like on vacation one time. And I was like, oh, this movie's fucking hilarious. I was, you know, younger and stuff.
Yeah. This was a James reco. James worked at Hollywood Video and he would always recommend these style of movies to me.
Dude, when I got my first place, like, you know, you got cable for the first time, like, fuck yeah, I'm getting the fucking movie package. Yep. And it played on fucking one of those channels like every fucking day. Like, and I would watch it all the time. Like, that shit was so good.
Yeah.
I feel like Drew, I feel like you introduced me to 100 Girls.
I might have.
I think you did.
No way. Because you, then I knew about it earlier then. Because, well, like,
maybe,
like,
maybe opposite. Maybe. I might have said, like, if you like that, this guy also made that.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid, though.
Solid.
Because I loved 8 Days a Week. Like, and I remember I just happened upon 100 Girls, and I was like, you could tell by the aesthetics of the movie that it was the same.
I was
same,
even into those terrible-ass National Lampoons once.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like that raunchy, like, sex comedies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my jam back in the day.
Summer Camp.
Van Wilder.
Band Camp, I mean.
There was a movie that was probably picked in the Corey's thing, maybe. I don't know, but there was a National Lampoon's Corey's movie that was pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
There was. Yeah. We took it.
Yeah.
We did take it.
We did talk about
it. I mean, the draft got a little, like.
It got thin real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we definitely drafted.
Dude,
yeah.
I saw Corey Feldman at a fucking comic or a horror convention recently. And that dude is fucking
making
out there.
Music.
Yeah. That dude is out there.
So, you know how you can You know, you can fast forward on TikTok to make it go a little faster. You hold it down on the left side.
Yeah.
So I watched one video of Corey Feldman like live, because there was just a bunch of like him like over the summer, him at different like events with no crowd or whatever.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is obviously, you know, we know he's doing the Michael Jackson thing, but when you hold it down and it's fast forwarding, in the fast forward, which is unintentional on his part, it sounds fucking like Michael Jackson is singing.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like the sound, because you know, it looks like it's just the moves and he, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like,
that, like, yeah. So you watch one video, fast forwarded, and all of a sudden you're like, "Why is he singing Smooth Criminal?"
It's a lot of videos of him and the stage crew not working in sync. Standing with his back to the camera, you know. You're like this. Hey, can we turn those lights off?
Oh my god!
Wow!
All right, Andy.
All right, I'm going to my first TV one. This is one of the most fucked up deaths scenes that you'll see. Just in general, but starts with some cocaine and you know, some sneezing like other movies do, or scenes. And I'm going The Boys, where the guy gets small like Ant-Man, jumps into the head of the penile and sneezes and boom.
Yeah.
Gets big and like blows up dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then like when he's about to make it in your boy's butthole, other dude gets him wrapped up in cocaine and ziplocks it and then just shakes the little guy in a little baggie of cocaine. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
That might be my favorite pick.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Yeah.
It's so good. Like, it's so well shot too. You're like, damn, I didn't know that's what the inside of a penis looks like. You know?
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised none of us have Googled that, you know, to this point.
Never thought of it.
Yeah. Never have I ever.
Google, what does the inside of a penis look like?
Yeah. Now, I don't have to do that now, because I know.
Yeah.
I just, you know, don't let little small people get into the tip of your penis and sneeze. Oh, it could kill you.
Yeah.
It's like a PSA.
Yeah.
More, like everything.
The more like, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything that's just like tubular, just I feel like would just look like a episode of fucking Magic School Bus, you know?
I can see that.
That's the way I feel everything inside your body looks. Exactly. What if like you're just saying
everything that's tubular in general, like that, you know, like in the It Rocks sense of the word, is like the Magic School Bus, man. That feeling, and it's like a cartoon, and like fucking bus. That's tubular.
It's tubular, dude.
It's tubular. If you were small in it, in the tubular, and they were a breakdancer, and they were breakdancing, and they were spinning around, it would look like a kaleidoscope. Think about it.
Yeah.
Mrs. Lip, no, what was her name? Was it Miss Lippy?
That's Miss Lippy is Billy Madison.
Oh, Billy Madison, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Lipschitz was one of them, but I think that was in Rugrats or something.
Dr. Lipschitz, yeah, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is this me?
That's me. Back to me. Okay.
Orders.
So, this is the up until I, okay, how do I word this? This was the funniest thing that I had ever seen the moment that I saw it. Like, but after that, plenty of way funnier things have happened in my life. But up to this point, up to this point in my life, this was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. And I'm going to go with Corky Romano.
Corky Romano, that's what I was going to say. Yes.
You do, you don't.
I was rewatching this scene. I haven't seen this movie in fucking 20 years, but I was rewatching this scene today at work and fucking dying laughing.
Their eyes.
It's still so funny. God. Like, Yeah, question? No question? No question? No question? No question? And then when he's like, yeah. Yeah, it's great. And it's, I love how, like, in comedies like that, how, like, nobody, because he interacts with, like, two different people before he gets pushed in a room full of second graders. And, like, yeah. Nobody questions how he's acting. like hey.
It's Chris Kattan. He's just acting normal.
Yeah, there's a room full of second graders. You need to go talk to him. And they're like, he's like a fucking lunatic in that moment. But the captain of the police force is like, yeah, I think this is a smart call for my captainship to send you the fuck in there. In the condition that I clearly see that you're in because you're not hiding it at all.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But... yeah,
I love this movie so much. Anybody want some cookies?
It's
fire.
It really is a funny movie. I miss Chris Kattan.
I do too.
Yeah.
You just Big Brother if you were watching it with the rest of us.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I was a little like, oh, man.
What is?
He wasn't like fully invested, I felt like.
Can we bell break? Yes.
And James, please, because I want to know this too.
Can we bell break? Yeah.
Shout out Peter Falk.
Can you guys, Andy and Andy, can you guys explain what, like, why Big Brother? Like, what is it? What are they doing? What is the plan? Why are they doing it? And what is going on?
And how are their points?
Yeah.
For you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I also want to know how the fantasy works. Yeah.
How do they hold on? So first off, why I like to watch it? I like two episodes of things. It's on constantly. It's on like three nights a week.
Well, not why you watch it, but why it exists. Like, what is it? What do they do? What's the reason? What is the show?
It's just competition reality, baby. That's it. You know, they're giving them like stuff to do, and then you gotta in the game. You gotta socialize. You can be a floater if you want.
Strategy,
and or you can be a social, or you just be like a hulking person.
Top beast.
And it's so like intertwined in itself too, and like all the people on the show like are into it, so they're like, holy shit, this is the snot nose, they haven't done this since like season two.
Yeah,
excited about it or whatever.
Yeah.
So what, they have like little games and stuff they have to play?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, people like Survivor way more than people like the other shows. I don't know why this one connects with me, but I've just never really seen it.
That's why. I think
it's because they're disconnected from the real world. So they don't know anything that's going on. They're just in this house, and then you're working basically. You have a competition. You try to get this thing called head of house where you put up a couple people on the block that could potentially go home. They compete to get off the block potentially.
Okay.
And if they don't, somebody else could pull somebody off the block. And then the person that's the head of house has to replace the blood on their hands that they got from placing somebody on the block and place somebody else on the block. So that's how you get the points.
Having the blood on your hand is like, don't want that. But sometimes they do want that. They're like, give me the blood. I'm going to take the person down. And it was the plan all along. I'm going to put someone else up who was unsuspecting this whole week and not even giving it their all. And that's, baby, that's what we call a backdoor.
Backdoor.
Okay.
Blindside.
So maybe I would be into this then. And how do you get points then in the fantasy?
Oh, in fantasy? It's by what your people do. So if, like, someone wins head of household 1 week, that gives you points. If you're nominated for eviction, you lose points.
Oh.
If you win a competition, that gives you points. Sometimes they get, like, these secret powers. Sometimes, like, there'll be like a hidden door or something. It's always different, but let's say there's a hidden door. They find the hidden door and they're like, this has been here the whole time, but no one found it until just now. When you found this hidden door, you now get to like fuck up someone's vote for the week or whatever. So that's a special power. You get points there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then they make them look ridiculous and put them in like things called unitards.
Yeah.
So do you guys like, you guys try to pick the winner right up front, like right in the beginning of the show?
Yeah, we draft from, like, the pool because, like, you know, there's like 16 or whatever people. Yeah. So you're just drafting just based off of, like, their bio and stuff like that. You're like, oh, this chick is, like, former military. She's probably going to be good at strategy and, like,
yeah,
person's been on, like, a ton of shows. So maybe they'll be, like,
yeah, this person's a lawyer, but like he smiles big and has an infectious personality. So he's going to get along with the people, but then also he's going to be smart enough and sneaky enough and like stealthy enough.
He's got that cunning.
To do the devious shit.
Yeah.
And then maybe they also have a body on them. So you're like, that person could be a competition beast when it comes to the physical aspects, you know?
Okay.
So you look for somebody that can give you that physical, that social, and that mental all kind of together as like your top picks, you know? And then it just kind of goes, okay, let me also grab a couple people I think that could be floaters and float to the end because people don't want to vote them out because they're not a threat to their game. You know?
Like the old Tampa or something like that. You're like, this guy is not winning shit, but he can win the game.
Yeah.
And if how you want to dip kids in the jacuzzi, baby, there's a new season coming up in December called Reindeer Games, and it's very short.
Short season, yeah.
Oh, really?
So it's like a nice little test case scenario if you'd like it.
Okay, yeah, I'll try. I'm definitely gonna, I'm gonna jump on that. I think, yeah, because I've been looking for stuff. I'm lonely, so I'm looking for stuff to fucking keep my attention.
Well, hey, we brought up Big Brother, but also the challenge, fun as hell still.
Dude, I was. Hold on, did we already know? Do I know that you watch the challenge? This is hilarious. We watch the same shows.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We've talked about
any of that reality competition show. Give it to me. I also watch Villains on VH1.
Somehow.
Villain House or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I'm watching that too.
Hell yeah. Look at that. Did we just become Andes?
I think we did. Yeah. How do you feel about bananas?
Oh, I love bananas.
I love bananas too. My wife's like, no, I love
he's
bananas.
He's hilarious.
He's just a little weasel. I love him. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the fruit, and I was going to be like, what's the perfect number of bananas?
Dude, if we could get 99 of bananas, I'd want that.
The challenge, though, this season right now, I think is the worst they've ever done, which is so hard to do. But they're trying to do this thing where they're like, hey, get to know all these new people. There's like four people on there that you actually would recognize, but they were also like only on a season or two. So you don't have – and so it's like – and then they're like, oh, but we'll bring in these –
There's this person that did one season of Love Island UK.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, shit like that. You're like,
so I'm watching this season. I don't know why they. I'm still on board. I love it.
Is the challenge like Real World Road Rules Challenge? Like, it's the same thing.
It's the same exact thing. It just evolved its name from Real World Road Rules Challenge to the challenge.
Yeah, I used to watch it back then. Like when I was at. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Still going.
Legit. Fuck.
There you go.
Right.
Me and Andy are still 16.
Hey, this has been a good learning lesson here. I like this. Thank you. But now you're up, Goshi.
All right. Oh, yeah. I want to. How many picks do we get at the end, not counting honorable mentions?
We get 5 picks and then 3 honorables. Yeah.
Oh, 3 honorables. All right. Okay. I'm going to go because it's not going to stay here. I mean, that's just how it goes. It won't be on the list if I don't pick it. And I think it'll, with my stellar picks already, adding this to it, I think we'll just make a solid list overall. So I can't leave it on the board. I'm going with Pulp Fiction. Coming up from the sink. I said, God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
God damn. Then you get bust into the amazing dance sequence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then into the amazing overdose.
We learned something there. You know, you learn that, while it might be fun for a minute, they do have consequences.
Yeah, definitely.
Dude, Travolta dancing, though. I know he's not the one that necessarily did it, but that's the next level dancing. I was thinking about that watching the clip again, and I was like, this dude's a dancing machine. He did Grease and he did this. You know?
Saw the Santa Claus commercial he's in, too, right? For like MasterCard or whatever?
Yeah.
One thing I noticed, like, because I recently, like, not for this, but just like recently, like, saw that scene popped up on reels or whatever, and like, he is so nonchalant about dancing. He looks so fucking cool. Like he's just like he's twisting. Like I don't want to fucking do this.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking good.
It's true too that like sometimes there's people that are really cool looking dancers. Like there are people that dance that you're like, you should never dance. Don't ever fucking dance again. What are you doing?
That's me. I wish I could dance.
Yeah. That's me too.
I can.
Yeah. People see me dance, they fucking leave. They leave wherever that is. So,
and I just want to fucking hit a gritty like real good. Middle of it. You know what I mean?
Failure.
My goal is to hit a good gritty one day. Like
that. I always tell people, like, if you get lost on the dance floor, revert back to playing some sports and it looks like you're just doing dance moves.
Who are the best people to dance? Like I can think of like Justin Timberlake. He's a really cool guy to watch dance, I feel like. I feel like he's really good at dancing.
Usher at the time.
I was just gonna say Usher.
Or like the Jabberwockies.
Oh, another level. Holy shit. Yeah. Look, I know he's done some terrible shit. Chris Brown's one of the best dancers that you'll see.
Oh.
Like,
what has he done? What did he do?
What did he do?
I thought he was a peach.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say him and my first pick have something in common.
I looked at my first pick and I'm like, huh? And I got real confused for a second.
No, my first. Yeah. They both, you know.
I do.
Let's just say slapped Rihanna.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
We didn't have to go to it. I was just making a joke.
Yeah, but you know, those dumb shit listeners of ours.
Yeah. Right. Hey.
All right, Goshi's up. Everybody shut the fuck up.
Bunch of smart
people. I'm just kidding.
All right, next one I'm going to do, I'll keep it on theme. I'm doing themes, guys. The first two were, this is why it's so good to have back-to-back. Yeah, I don't have to tell you guys, you know this. First two were Christmas. Then I did Pulp Fiction. So I'll just keep it on the Tarantino thing right now. I'll do True Romance.
Oh,
driving down the road, getting pulled over. Bronson, pinch a butt, is trying to hide his cocaine. She won't take it. And then he's like, fucking hide it. And she throws it on him and it bursts onto his face and he's covered in cocaine. Right as the cop steps up to him in his convertible, he's like,
which do you know that wasn't supposed to happen and the laugh was real?
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Apparently that was actually real, that she busted it open or whatever. And so that laugh she did was actually real. And then they just like rolled with it.
Yeah, that's good. That's absolutely how it should end.
Yeah. So good.
This movie was written by Tarantino, but not directed by him, right?
Yeah. This movie just gets better over time, too.
I've never seen it. I need to watch this movie.
Oh, it's so good. And you get young Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
Living in, like, one of those houses with the bead doorways.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was.
Yeah, you're right. He's such a badass in this movie.
Although, I don't know. Like, he never really left the couch, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's so good, though. Like, the character, the main dude and the main chick. It's so fun.
Mm-hmm. Christian Slater and Patricia Arquette.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, Balky getting cocaine just smothered all over his face. How can you not love that? Larry!
That's
where's the cocaine?
Cousin Larry.
Larry.
Also, one of the hardest opening song sequences of all time is Perfect Strangers. Go back, listen to it again, do it one more time, and enjoy your night.
Plus, that entire cast departed, you know? It's crazy. As a leftovers joke, Scrump got it.
Oh, yeah.
We're the only two people that love that show.
It's just all too right, sad. Yeah. It's too sad for me. Yeah. I'm already sad enough.
Just skip the season two, James. Season one is really sad. Season two and three is just kind of...
The leftovers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what
you're
talking about now, yeah.
Justin Theroux.
Dude, I've seen bits and pieces of every season of that show, and it's all sad, Drew. There's no fucking respite from the sadness. All right. I think I'm going to jump to this now. So, this movie came out around the pandemic, I remember, and it got me into my breakfast sandwich phase. I went through a breakfast sandwich phase for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
And And this movie, I fucking love. This probably I might go out on a ledge and say this could be my favorite DC comic movie. So I'm going to go Birds of Prey, and I'm going to go the fight scene where they're in, like, the evidence locker room, and the fucking bad dudes are shooting at Harley Quinn, and Harley Quinn is hiding behind a pallet of fucking cops.
Cocaine.
And it fucking gets all in her, and it's kind of the same way what, like, you were talking about with Liner.
It's the same thing as Leo.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah.
She Popeyes up on cocaine. Exactly.
Yeah. She fucking gets that cocaine, and then she's ready to just take on the world. So, yeah. And that fight scene, dude, is
fucking incredible.
It's fucking crazy. There's a part where she breaks a dude's leg, and then she breaks the dude's other leg twice.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a fucked up scene. It's fucking good.
I like it a lot.
That's a good fucking movie.
It's really good. Also, your breakfast sandwiches, Instagram famous worthy.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Those bitches looked delicious.
I felt like I was on something, because, like, on to something.
You're making these at home, these breakfast sandwiches, and they're Instagram worthy?
Yeah, during the pandemic, I probably had 2 weeks off of work. I didn't get a lot of time off, but I had, like, 2 weeks off, and in that time, I spent at least an entire week every morning making a new breakfast sandwich and then, like, taking photographs of it and fucking posting it on social media. And
had that shit in silver foil.
Yeah, dude, I was making...
Do you know how good a breakfast sandwich fried looks in silver foil?
Yeah, and I was trying different things, and I was doing a thing where I would do scrambled eggs, but then I would make, like, one fucking... like, over medium egg, and, like, put it on top, and then I'd put the fucking bread together, and just fucking all the juices fall. Oh,
you're killing me right now.
Gochi, I don't think we can send you one of these.
Jeez. Yeah, I know. I'm like, I would love to have one of those. That's hot sauce on it that you sent me. Thank you very much, by the way.
I could probably, like, freeze one up and, like, send it to you, you know.
Dude, that's another thing. Me and Gochi are big on breakfast burrito gang over here.
Oh. Big on breakfast burritos.
Yeah.
Dude,
this is some hot sauce. A weird
question. It's in the realm, but it's not really. But I'm going to say, like, if you are on this, then maybe, just maybe, this is meant to be. It's already meant to be, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you on grilled shrimp burritos in a Mexican restaurant?
I'm not shellfish allergy.
Gotcha. All right. Hey, you're allergic. You can't help it.
Yeah. But a good San Diego fish burrito with the fries stuffed in them is one of the best things your luscious lips will ever put that tongue on.
Listen, Andy, we've watched Pulp Fiction. We will shove that fucking EpiPen into your heart.
Yeah.
You eat that fucking burrito, Andy.
Yeah, what's the quickest way?
Is that the quickest way for an EpiPen? Is why do people go straight to the thigh? Is there, like, another part of your body that's quicker to shoot it up?
I mean, thigh. Your thigh is basically one big vein. I'm just kidding.
I was like, is that right?
Well, in Pulp Fiction, I think that was adrenaline.
It was adrenaline. No, I'm saying, I think it's just a meaty part that you can get it into.
Drew's just saying that
you're not going to do any damage. We just want you to eat the thing. Yeah. Then we want to watch you suffocate for a little bit, and then we'll shoot you in the leg with the EpiPen.
And
I wanted to figure out if there's a better place to shoot me.
I'm definitely going to do the EpiPen with, like, both hands right into your heart like that.
Yeah.
Into my heart?
Well, yeah.
I don't know that that's the best idea.
Well, that's what Pulp Fiction taught me to do, you know?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think in my ass cheeks probably the.
And then I'm gonna go part. When after James does it, I'm just gonna go, that was trippy.
sweet trippy.
Yeah.
Shout out Anderson Paak.
An aioli or something like that that they can just put in the burrito.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Aioli.
A little chili oil, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Dude, breakfast burrito.
You know what I really like? That green sauce.
Breakfast in general. Don't you think breakfast is the best meal?
Yeah.
100%. All right. Unanimous. That was unanimous.
You know why it's the best meal?
Why?
Because nobody's ever like, oh, I had dinner for breakfast.
Exactly.
but you had breakfast pizza for dinner.
Yeah, pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is late night attire.
You're pumped.
Late night attire.
Dude, I need to make a breakfast sandwich, two slices of pizza as the bread.
Shut up.
What the fuck? Why haven't I done that?
Shut up.
Dude, I'm doing that's the next one.
There's a supreme base with a pepperoni and cheese on top.
God damn.
Well, listen, so there was a place I went to that's no longer here. So you could steal it from them. So I don't think they're in business anymore. Make your breakfast sandwich. Take your bun or whatever. Flip it upside down and then make your pizza on top of that bun or whatever kind of breakfasty pizza you want, like a sausage, put the cheese on it, then toast that. So when you take it out, it's like two different things. This was like a pizza burger. So they had like,
so it's basically pizza. Essentially, if I'm hearing you right, it's like, you know, you have like a breakfast bagel sandwich, but those are bagel bites.
I kind of like that too. I mean, that's
use some non bread. Right? Use some non-bread.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It'd be like a... Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. It'd be like a bagel bite on top, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, there is a place, James, out on 64 that now that, you know, we're talking locally, it's not just that brick house outside Rising Sun, that they actually do breakfast pizzas. And they're amazing.
Dude.
Yeah,
I've had a breakfast pizza before.
Yeah, I spent $25 on a San Diego breakfast pizza.
that seems like a fucking steal.
Yeah. It was excessive, but it was so excessively good.
Did it come with a craft beer, too? They love craft beers down there.
They do. It came with the water because I ordered a $25 breakfast pizza.
Hold up. Since we're talking food, Bellbuster.
It's broken.
I just discovered this when I was in Vegas. It's called Chiba Hut. Do you have that out there?
No.
Yeah.
So it's sandwiches, but like you walk in and it does look like you're in a Sublime video. It's like stickers all over the walls and stuff like that. Okay. It's weed themed, but there's no weed in it. It's just like, you know, that's just their bar. It's got a little bar off to the side where you can get beers, I guess. But they have sandwiches and the sandwiches are all like you get a pinner, you get a blunt, or you get a joint. That's just like small, medium, and large. It's kind of goofy.
Okay. The
sandwiches are so fucking good. I went to Vegas and they had it there. And then each location is different. So I had to go all the way. I had to drive like an hour. Well, I happened to be out that way, but I had to drive like an hour away to hit it up here. And they're opening one up now very close to me. So hell yeah.
I want to try that egg slut.
So we,
egg slut. That's good.
Yeah. So we have a place here locally, Munchies 420. And all the sandwiches are like basically like, if you were high and you decided to start making a sandwich, like that's what the sandwiches are, and they're fucking delicious.
Yeah, chicken tenders with Philly cheesesteak on a burger with chicken tenders, tots and cheese sauce on it. Shit like
one,
that.
Yeah. There's one that's fucking
it's like this fucking tall.
Yeah, there's one that's like
this fucking long.
it's like chopped up hamburger. It's fucking macaroni and cheese. It's so good. Yeah.
This one isn't so nutty, but it's just bomb. I'm going to send you guys a picture right now.
I want to see it. Oh,
fucking
I'm so fucking hungry right now.
Me too. You know what I'm eating tonight? A freaking box of mac and cheese. I didn't plan it.
Ah. Yeah.
But look at it.
There are times that just a box.
You should have taken this draft on the road while you were driving to that place.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah. To get a sandwich.
And that's like spicy. And then that hot sauce right there off to the side, that fucking has a kick to it too. It's so goddamn good.
Looks fucking delicious.
Oh my goodness.
It's spicy turkey. There's like seasonings and shit on it.
Dude, the way it's dusted with seasoning, that seasoning looks fucking god.
That avocado looks like the freshest thing of all time. Yeah.
And it's like it's hidden. They have a hidden menu too, because like my wife's cousin works there. And he was like, I had it twice. I got the same thing. And he's like, there's a hidden menu and they have like these like they have some honey sandwiches and a whole bunch of different crazy shit. But it's so good. I can't wait to
open. Oh, God. Damn. I want that in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Man. We got to move off because I'm getting fat just talking about this shit.
All
right. Andy.
Yeah.
Did I go?
It's because we're talking about it. I don't know. Did you? Got fat.
Did I pick?
I think I picked Birds of Prey and we got into the breakfast sandwich deal. Yeah. So
did I not pick?
You haven't picked yet, I don't think.
Okay, I'll go. Because it's my turn.
Thanks. Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. Thanks for being the hero, Andy.
all right. I'm going to go to give me 7 days in hell. Andy Samberg, he's on the court. Snorting it out of the tennis racket, the coke necklace.
Oh, I forgot about that shit.
And he's snorting it off the lines on the tennis court. It's so fucking good. And I think it's is it Venus Williams that's doing like the interview talking about it while they're showing him actually doing it. Oh, this thing is incredible. If you have not seen 7 Days in Hell, you need to stop whatever you're doing and check that thing out on Max. Dude.
Hell check out all of Lonely Island's fucking sports documentaries.
The Bass Brothers movie. So
the Bass Brothers is good too.
Yeah.
Silk Robes and Combat.
Well, they also had that fucking didn't they have one that was like about the like Tour de France or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
This is my favorite one though. Yeah.
The 7 Days. It's so good. And fucking Jon Snow like is his competitor. Like so fucking good.
Yeah. Dude, 80s tennis stars, like 70s, 80s tennis stars were like fucking rock stars.
Yeah.
Like, it's so crazy to think about, like, that's not how we would think about things now, but, like, God, it'd be really cool to get, like, a bad boy of tennis. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in this day and age, but, like, they're not on social media at all, right? It's just, like, this bad boy of tennis that comes in and we're like, who is this guy? Like, he just showed his penis to the hard cam, you know?
Can you guys name a current day male tennis player? Like,
I'm sure Federer's still doing it.
Djokovic?
Not Djokovic.
Andre Agassi? Is he playing or is he so old?
I think that's not, yeah. Are any of these modern? I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you if you're right or not.
I think it is Djokovic.
No, that is?
Djokovic.
Yeah.
Djokovic?
Yeah, but, well, I guess that makes my point, is that you're not even sure.
Pete Sampras isn't playing anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I was a big Andy Roddick guy because he was like, had Mandy Moore at the matches back in the day.
Oh, Andy Roddick. But he wasn't
that great.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
I used to watch I used to watch tennis a lot, like, around 2000, like,
dude, I'm still mad at my mom for a tennis match where I got a signature of Dick Vitale when I was like 12 years old, and then I brought it home and she washed it. She's like, there was something on your towel, so I washed it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, we were estranged.
But yeah, shout out tennis.
It's wild piss on her grave.
Oh, man. I was a big Agassi guy, though, especially those Canon commercials. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying is like, I mean, I think Venus and Serena kind of just took over the sport and it became a women's sport. You know what I mean?
I just put Andre Agassi in my pick instead of 7 Days in Hell.
All right, Drew.
Good news, but maybe not good news. There is a Chiba Hut in East Orlando and St. Augustine.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dude, that's like 15 minutes from me.
Dude, you gotta go.
Damn.
Oh, I'm cheaping up.
Next time I go to a Magic game, we're hitting up fucking Chiba Hut.
Oh,
Orlando
shit.
Magic. Orlando Magic. Oh.
Hell yeah. All right, Drew, you're up.
All right, I'll go with my TV, and it was honestly the first thing when that was brought to the table. I mean, again, I'll go with the embodiment, fucking Tyrone Biggins.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. How did I not even write that down?
Yeah.
Well, it's more crack cocaine, but yeah.
But it's got the word cocaine.
That's
in
true,
it.
Yeah. I mean, it's made it's from made, it's cocaine. Made from it's cocaine. Made from cocaine,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
It is a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
So.
Tyrone Biggins was the shit, man.
Yeah.
It was. What's up, teacher bitch? Teacher bitch!
Red balls that give you wings, you know.
Yeah.
I love when he's on Fear Factor
Joe Rogan. He's just crushing it.
You gotta eat these fucking balls. Yeah. And he's just like, okay. Doesn't even fucking phase him at all.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
That's a good pick. That's a solid pick.
Yeah.
K.A., play that thing.
Now this is the time of the show where Andy says, damn it, I always forget I have to do this.
Oh, fuck, it is.
I probably said this last time, yeah, but I always forget how to do this.
How to do this. Yeah, but anyway, have him do the fucking opening song, a new opening song. It's fucking great.
Oh, yeah.
It changed the whole time of the show,
Kevin, honestly... Having him do the voice would be amazing. Like, just because he's got a great talking voice.
We should do that, yeah.
Kevin Aldridge. He says things like shake joint.
Yeah.
He teaches us things.
Yeah.
Kevin is one of the most fantastic people that we met through this through this podcast. Yeah. Like, right? He's right up there with you, Goshi, you know? Dude, I mean, Drew already knew you, but we didn't.
This dude could be a middle school gym teacher, and you wouldn't think anything weird about it.
No. Yeah.
Like, he's that sweet of a dude.
Yeah.
Best stems in the game. I could see him rocking some short shorts.
Oh, dude.
Long stems. Like, come on.
Him
now.
In those old school bike shorts.
Dude, like, I'd love to see him with a whistle around his neck.
The brand bike, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Those blue ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the two or three button.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A little stretch to him.
Yeah, a little stretch.
Know? Dude, I'd love to see KA in some of them things.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Polo shirt tucked into those things.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you know how cool he is? He's not even blushing right now. Listen to this. He's just sitting there soaking it in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Kevin, just like, I got that in my closet.
Right. Yeah. I used to be a school teacher back in 97.
That's what my girl likes.
I got a Raven.
Yeah, give it to
me. Oh, have a Raven.
Have a Raven.
What's your guys' thoughts on soup?
Man, what kind of soup we talking?
I said you can do good soup, but you can also have just a runny soup.
I think the soup game needs to step it up a bit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, in terms of, like, we need some soup restaurants out there that are just, like, changing things up a bit. Like, I do love pho, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I do love that. That gives you some of that ramen vibe too, and they'll throw some like weird like cow vessel or something in that shit, right? Yeah. But like, I like the typical like clear soups and egg drops that the Asian spots are dropping, and then like I also like the broccoli cheddar and stuff like that. But I think some people just gotta like step up the soup game, like people have been doing with ice cream. Like, the soup game needs some more respect.
Yeah. Let me tell you who unexpectedly is stepping up the soup game.
Okay, hit me.
Fucking Wawa. And I know that's crazy.
You know what? I can see
I know that. This is crazy. You guys are looking at me like I'm crazy right now.
We are. We really are.
But listen, I have done a deep dive into some chicken noodle soup lately.
Yeah.
And Wawa soup, Wawa chicken noodle soup.
Mm-hmm.
It's blown the doors right off me. I have no more doors on me anymore. I used to have doors all over, but now...
But they're gone.
Gone.
They're gone.
Yeah.
So they're rocking the best chicken noodle soup in the just quick restaurant game.
I feel like they are. Well, I think, and like you said, I think maybe the playing field... It's like a limited playing field, you know what I mean? People aren't really fucking putting a lot of effort into soup.
Is it hearty? I like a good hearty soup.
It's hearty. It's hearty, and the noodles are... Noodles aren't like... They're not like,
is it like
thin
fat
fucking,
nudes.
They're it's like almost medium. It's like perfect. It's like perfect
medium nude.
Perfect medium noodles. You know?
Man.
I don't. I'm telling you.
Lipstick, it's a dangerous market to get into. It's you know.
Well, Wawa. Wawa. I feel like they've like.
They it's just because people could spill on themselves or something and get sued.
See.
No, because there's like you said, ramen, right?
Fine. Yeah.
They nail a soup. But if you're going somewhere and you have a menu and it's like, would you like alphabet soup? Would you like
this?
You just got a lot of liquidy hot.
But like, imagine you get an alphabet soup with some Wagyu in it.
See, that would be all right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's,
give me some sort of like fried cod ball soup.
I will say this like that, because, you know? I remember last time I rewatched, I was like, I even thought about this. It's the same situation, but like the soup Nazi, like I legit would want to try like all those soups.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, a good chowder.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Fuck.
Oh man. I love some crunch in my soup too.
Yeah.
I think New England clam. Oh man, soups would be a good draft.
Andy, I know you can't do the clam chowder, but my God, I'll tell you what.
I'm saying you're missing out on a
that's
whole
one
world.
Thing. Yeah, that's one thing I feel like you're definitely missing out on, because like,
well, like a lot of gumbo too. I can't really get inside.
I feel like we need to attempt this EpiPen situation. Yeah. You know, I think we need to get back to that and figure out the plan.
There's a whole Cajun world out there. That is so fucking sad.
There's this place in Bradenton that has a tomato blue soup that will blow your dick off.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. The boys style blowing it off.
All right. Well shit.
That good.
Wait, I need to try that.
It's downtown Bradenton. It's the place that I was telling you about, James, when we were driving by last time, and I was like, that place makes a good soup. And I can't remember the name of it.
I can't remember you saying that either.
It's over by Tropicana, where Tropicana used to be.
Okay.
That area. But
okay.
A tomato blue soup. Oh,
Old casino.
So good.
No, the orange juice factory.
You know what's really crazy is you said Tropicana and then you said Aria, and there's a Vegas hotel called like Aria, and I thought you were like, we're Tropicana and Aria and all this stuff.
If you go to a Korean all you can eat buffet. They'll give you a soup that up front that's incredible, and I don't know what it is. It's just like a broth thing with those little tiny onion thingies, the little tiny circular onions that you're like, where did they get these? How did they get so small, and why do they taste better than regular onions? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So they'll have that in it and just some shit, like maybe some season or something that's just floating in the bottom, and that thing's incredible.
I'll tell you what, here's the thing is, like, at Wawa, you know, like, if you have chicken noodle soup, if you're, like, serving chicken noodle soup, you gotta have it in your mind that you gotta stir that shit up before you put it in a fucking bowl. Otherwise, you're just getting the top shit that's everything's all settled at the bottom. You're just getting fucking broth and whatever, like, top shit you accidentally scoop into the ladle.
Yeah, you want the marshmallows with the cereal
and you know
in
who,
your bowl, essentially.
You know what fucking national chain doesn't fucking stir it up before they fill their fucking bowls up? Panera Bread. Fuck that place.
Really?
Fuck Panera.
Interesting.
Boycotted. They're boycotted.
Applebee's French onion soup. One of the best.
Dude, I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it comes in a crock.
Yeah.
You know?
See, I think soup is like soup's day is coming.
I hope so, man.
You know, I feel like soup is on an upward
rise
right now.
Because there's always somebody on every single day looking for soup.
I think it can only go up from here. Because
soup's one of the meals that like you go to the store to get just because you can't get soup at places. You know what I'm saying?
I think soup's at an all-time low, and it can only go up from here. And we're just waiting for that one social media influencer, whoever.
Yeah,
becomes,
somebody
soup
make
becomes
like a
their thing. You know what I mean?
Make like a chocolate s'more peanut butter soup.
Let's get some,
you know what we need.
Let's get some dessert soups out here.
We need to get the Swifties on soup.
Oh, dude,
Swifties go hard.
Yeah.
I feel like soup. Soup has been in the shadows for a long time, and it's time for Soup to have his day. You know, I'm
I feel like Soup used to be bigger in like the late 80s, early 90s.
23andMe says that I'm like 70% British and Irish. So
like 70% Soup.
Dude, I want a Soup ball.
But what I'm saying is, like,
Soup is fucking bomb, and I came to the game way too late.
Yeah.
People ordered it one time when she was sick. Didn't eat it. I ate it the next day, and I was like, hold on a minute. This is good, is what I thought to myself.
I'm afraid.
Hold on a minute. Yeah.
This is good.
This is good.
I am afraid of the burning my tongue situation when I bite into the ball, that a gush of hot liquid will just go down my throat. And I am afraid of that, but
forward.
I'm not too scared to try.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
All right. Well, that's my thing, though. That's my raven. Soup.
What a raven.
Soup, baby.
What a raven.
Yeah, I'm a porridge guy. You know, I'm British-Irish. I'm probably into porridge and shit. So, like,
you know what, screw it. That's why my nature. Raven. That's my raven tonight, too.
It's soup?
Yeah.
Fucking hey. Hey, look at this. It's already catching on.
Yeah.
Told you soup's on the rise.
Dude, it's got two words in it. So up.
So up.
So up. It's so up right now.
I'm just saying. So in this it's in the fucking name.
I know. Look at this. Look at that. Oh, man.
It's called So Up.
Hey, babe, you want to get some So Up?
Dude, that's the perfect fucking restaurant name.
Jesus. Yeah. Oh, I'm so up for it.
Can I get reservations at Soup? That's not our name.
It's so up, you fucking idiot. Don't even fucking come here. Yeah. Go to that's Panera.
15th customer you've already turned away, and it's 11 a.m.
Go get Panera's top broth, you fucking asshole. This is so up.
Yeah. Top broth. Yeah, go get that cheese skin that they didn't stir through.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Soup, baby.
Soup.
Man, I'm trying to remember if I even had a raven or a sheety.
Do you think it's Soup?
Might be. Okay. You know, it might be three out of four here going.
I think it's Soup.
If your raven is Soup, then I feel like.
Have you guys done a quad raven?
Never. Wait. Yeah. Are you trying to say that you're about to say you're Soup too?
I'm saying Soup.
Oh my God.
You got me. You got me wagging. I mean,
what is happening, man?
I just got my bonus check at work. Like, I'm ready to fucking invest in So Up. Like, dude. Let's go.
Yeah.
Soup was just waiting for somebody to start talking about it. I love that.
I'm going to start looking for
the whole time. We just been looking.
Yeah, I'm going to start looking for buildings tomorrow. Like,
yeah, man, I'll look for a truck.
Friend in the broccoli biz.
Yeah. The great thing is you can just take any ingredients you have in the fridge and make a So Up. You know,
that's
this is a number two. You know,
that's true.
You know, and I feel honestly, you know, who I feel like could make a fucking good soup. Is fucking Handsome Dan.
Oh, 100%. Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I bet that dude knows how to fucking make a good sew up.
Dude.
You know?
I mean,
he's so.
I think Daniel Sorzano could fucking, like,
you know?
Fucking, yeah. He'd be like super. Ah! He'd be like super.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sew up.
But you know who's always sew up? The man with Shorts. The golden voice.
That's so raven. Oh, that's so sheedy. Draft on it, you know. If it's splendid or it blows. So raven, so sheedy.
Swear to God, Kay, if you get a basket on the front of your Huffy, I'll sit in it.
Yeah, you would.
Word is bond.
Yeah, you fucking would. All right, Drew. You're back.
I am back, and I'm going to go with one movie I love. It's kind of one of the first scenes I thought of, and it is from Rules of Attraction, where they James Vanderbeese's character goes over to score some more coke to sell, and he has to deal with the psychotic fucking drug dealer, and it's just such a fun scene. The guy is so fucking, like, in his face, and I just love this. Would you like some coke? Then buy some of your own, bitch! It's just... such a good fucking scene. And then, you know, later they go back and rob him. But, yeah, man, I don't know. I love this movie. I think, like, Rules of Attraction is such a good movie. And,
I love the ending. I love how it fucking ends. Yeah.
Wow, you are sad.
It's just...
Sheesh.
I like that it... I like that it... Yeah, I'm not,
like
I'm
that
not gonna spoil it.
Sweet relief.
I bet you like the end of My Girl, too.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
I like the middle. I like the middle of My Girl.
Yeah. It was, well, that was the end for me.
Yeah, I always
shout out Macaulay Culkin though.
I stop it at his funeral in My Girl. That's the end of the movie for me. I just turn it off, and I soak in it.
Just bathe in it.
Yeah.
Wait, what happens in this movie?
I'm like
the strong survive.
That's right. That's right.
We learn about evolution at its finest.
Mm.
True.
Hell yeah.
That's why you gotta have that fucking EpiPen, bro.
That, yeah, you're right.
That's right.
Shove it in that thigh.
Exactly.
Damn. My girl fucked up.
Mm.
It's her fault.
Yeah.
It's my girl's fault.
Well.
All because they wanted some of that sweet, sweet honey.
All right, Andy, you're up.
I'm going to go with, I'm going to wait there. All right, I'm going to take Sorry to Bother You.
Wait, there's nowhere else to wait.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And I don't know, Drew James, if you still have not seen it yet. Sorry to Bother You with Lakeith Stanfield. Danny Glover's in it. There's a bunch of names.
It's okay. I haven't seen it.
Tessa Thompson. It's so fucking good. So what I'll say,
you don't have to worry about bothering me.
It's okay. It's a wild ass movie. Very like, I don't know, wild and weird and unique. And, they do these white voices throughout the movie. That's fantastic. But like he keeps getting promoted. Cause he's got like one of the dopest white voices in the game. So Lakeith Stanfield, I think it's David Cross that plays his voice. So he's talking and it's David Cross's voice that's coming out of his mouth. It's absolutely hilarious. But, so he gets up and rises through the ranks. And then, like the big boss offers him, some cocaine, and so he does the whole like big ass line, right? And then he's about to show him this video and he's like, I gotta piss. So he goes to pee, and then when he opens the stall, something pops out, and I don't want to spoil it because it's like one of the most insane things that I feel like I've seen on a first watch.
Okay.
Like ever. It will like be ingrained in your head after you see this, but, and it all starts from that like cocaine scene where he's not actually sure if he's done cocaine or this thing, that could change his body up is what we'll say.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
But that scene is fucking jarring, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I watched it at work. I had like downtime and I was watching.
Oh my god, that's a crazy movie to just watch at work. Like, yeah, but they have one of my favorite scenes I've ever seen in a movie, where him and this other dude are up in their face, in each other's faces, and like they'd be cutting each other down, but instead they're saying like, "I hope you have a good life. We should go for drinks. And like they're like yelling at each other like they're angry, but they're saying all positive shit to each other. And it's so good.
It's a good movie. I need to rewatch that. It's a good movie.
Oh, yeah. One of my faves. Shout out Bootsy Collins.
All right, back to me. And you know, this movie, the dude gets so or he is so fucked up on cocaine that it actually saves his life, and it saves the life of like 165 passengers on a giant fucking airplane.
Oh yes.
And I'm going flight with Denzel Washington. Motherfucker flies a plane upside down.
Oh man.
Because he's so coked up. You know?
John Candy.
That's, yeah.
He's good, man. I know.
I forgot about it. I forgot how we used to do that.
The banana boat.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is like the opening scene of the movie too. Like,
okay, so I'm going with
the worse.
No, I'm going opening scene. I'm going opening scene up to when he flies the plane upside down.
Yeah.
It's like the
He literally wakes up in a hotel room.
Destroyed hotel room and stuff.
Yeah. With like one of the hottest fucking stewardesses you'll ever see.
And I literally watched this because it was Denzel, and I was like, eh, whatever. This isn't a movie that I think I'll be into.
Yeah.
And it shocked the shit out of me.
Well, Flight's like a good movie, yeah.
I gotta watch it still.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
It's fun. And it's based on a true story.
It's all good.
Yeah. What?
I only watched it because somebody said, oh, that movie's about coke. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I'll watch it then.
Yep. Like Dumb and Dumber's a winter sport movie.
Exactly.
That'd be funny if like we only drafted cocaine stuff on the like we people find out that we only do things because we find out cocaine's in it.
Yeah, you know? We only draft cocaine related things.
Yeah. Like we draft like best Marvel movies if the entire cast was on cocaine.
Or
shit like that.
Best outlines of the 50 states to snort cocaine.
Yeah.
Whoa. So, like, Texas will fuck you up.
Sure will.
Yeah.
Because it's big, right?
I feel like
New Hampshire's kind
good,
of a hard sniff.
Long.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, because it's tiny, but you want to make sure that you're getting all the sides of the state.
Yeah. Like, it ain't no little Rhode Island. You know what I mean?
Dude, your nose is straight bleeding from North Carolina the way it points.
Yeah.
You know,
or like Virginia,
you're out here sniffing California.
Virginia has that weird hook in it.
Yeah,
California.
And then, like, if you just spill some cocaine, you're sniffing Hawaii.
All
right, Goshi, you're up.
coming next December.
Yeah.
You know what? All right. I think someone said this guy's name earlier, so why don't I it'll keep it on the pattern that I have going so well today. Okay. Promising Young Woman.
Ah, yeah.
Christopher Mintz Duplass. He's related to the Duplass brothers.
He's Mark's son.
He's the third.
Somehow. They're probably like close in age.
He's being real creepy with Carrie Mulligan. He's, you know, rubbing coke on his teeth and getting right in her face. And then she flips and she shows him who's boss and he doesn't like it. And he gets creeped out and he wants to leave. And
yeah.
I think he had a valuable lesson that day. Multiple valuable lessons, which is good.
Yeah. A lot of people learn some lessons.
Yeah.
In that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen this movie.
Oh, it's.
Watched it on.
It'll fuck you up.
Were you upside down on the airplane?
No.
Oh, okay. Then. Okay.
Well, that's
good. Oh, you watched it on an airplane.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You want to know what else I watched on an airplane? And like, I don't care, but I like realized I didn't see the full movie because it was edited. We watched, oh, fuck.
Hopefully not Flight.
No, the Guillermo del Toro, aquatic, feature.
Oh.
Years ago.
Zissou?
Water? Something water.
The Shape of Water. Yeah, yeah,
Shape of Water. Okay.
We watched it or whatever, and apparently there's this whole sex scene in the beginning burn at some point. In them.
Yeah.
But they're and it's like, you know, it's a weird thing. You're like, oh, this person's having sex with like a mermaid or whatever. And I'm like, after I watched it and I heard that, I'm like, well, it wasn't that crazy. And I was like, wait, these fucking Norwegian Airlines fucking.
Yeah. Do you ever get a scene while you're watching the movie and then you either like take a hand and just kind of like cover it up a little bit, or you like find a way to like fast forward real quick because you're worried there's like a 7-year-old girl behind you that's gonna be like, what's going on there, mommy? And then all of a sudden you're the bad guy because you played a movie that was on offered up by the airline.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what I did? I just watched John Wick 4 the last time. I said, fuck it.
I did too.
I don't have to be scared about it. I'm watching John Wick 4.
Dude, I watched John Wick 4 on a plane.
That's funny, man.
That's crazy. Dude,
we're like one.
I just watched Pornhub on a plane.
Just straight up, not even with headphones on, like full volume.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I actually bring a Bluetooth speaker.
You know what's crazy? I
can't hear over these fucking engines.
No, that's a thing that they, apparently they just do out in California. I remember going out there, and I was with a couple coworkers. We're like in this Uber, and he's got the windows down. And this dude pulls up next to us, has his windows down, and is just playing porn at levels where the trunk rattles. Oh, and I was like, what? People just play porn on their speakers?
Yoshi, you're out in California, right?
Yeah, I live here. I'm a local. I've never seen that happen before.
You never got blasted with porn?
No.
Yeah. Because according to Andy, it's something that happens in California.
No, that's a real generalization.
I mean, it makes sense. That's where a lot of porn happens.
Yeah, it was probably just the guy who made it, like, trying to, like, advertise.
Who is it? Seth Rogen said he bought a porn house.
Oh, really?
He said he was viewing porn on the web, and he, like, has this specific waterfall thing, and he's like, wait, that's my house. And apparently found out from a neighbor. He's like, yeah, your house was a porn house before you bought it.
Oh, I thought maybe it was like just even because maybe it's just an urban legend, but like the houses that are actually up for like sale, they just go in and like, hey, it's all cleaned up. Like, let's shoot some porn in here.
I'm sure they like just rent out the house and don't know what they're doing. And then,
Yeah, maybe that too.
Yeah.
Were porn writers a part of the like the strikes and stuff?
No, I've never met one. They all stay at home in the shadows.
I feel like a porn writer is also maybe porn writer / director / caster / star.
Yeah.
Star. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their hands in all sorts of pots.
I wonder if they write.
If you know what I mean.
I wonder if they write this script out like really word, like if it's really wordy and it's specific, or if it's more like improv. Like they just say, "Well, your hand's gonna get stuck," and then it's up to you guys to get to this next part. It's kind of like the way like Larry David writes "Curb Your Enthusiasm." Yeah. You know what I mean?
The guy funding it is just like, there's way too much dialogue in this. Why is there a monologue 12 Lord. Minutes in?
More dialogue.
There's a whole
thing happened to their parents. No, but that's what's motivating them right now. Isn't this thing fucking weird? Why are you doing this? What? If you see or listen, you'd understand some fucked up shit happened. Right? Yeah. Sympathize with them.
Oh man,
that's what's funny.
Being a porn writer would be super fun, and you get to name it like super cool titles. So.
Yeah, it just gets, and then you put all your friends' names in the thing.
I can't believe it's nut butter.
That's so wild. That was that one best porn title in 2022.
Ooh, yeah.
I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it's nut butter.
Yeah.
God, putting all your friends, that's pretty funny.
Well, like, there was like a porn recent that got a bunch of headline because I don't know if it was in headline, like in fucking regular news. It was the one where the fucking people adopted they traded children with their neighbors so that when their kids turned 18, they could fuck. Yeah. And there was like a
really weird turn here. Let's talk about soup.
Let's talk about headline. It's a porn where the lady is giving fellage and sniffing cocaine off the peen.
Ooh, that's a new thing.
But who wrote that is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Somebody wrote that. Somebody wrote these scenarios.
What you're saying was a scenario in a movie.
Yeah. No, it was a real porn. But somebody wrote that porn.
I thought you were saying, I don't know what I thought you were saying, man. I thought you were saying that this happened like West Virginia.
No. Yeah, no. This is a porn. somebody in porn wrote that scenario. I feel like that's all they write is the scenario.
Railing ass to.
They're not writing dialogue. They're just writing the scenario.
Action line, baby. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Door opens, door closes.
Okay. Thrust. Okay. All right, you're over. Yeah. All right.
I prefer joggers to jeans in porn.
I mean, just watch Orgasmo. Then you know exactly how the porn industry works.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
All right, fillers.
All right, Gushy.
Hellbuster? What am I doing? It's my turn to
get. Three honorables.
Wow. Okay. All right. Keeping on the theme. Keeping on the callback. I'm going Forrest Gump.
Oh.
What? There was a Coke scene in Forrest Gump? Yeah.
Yes, there was.
She's it.
Jenny goes to fly.
Yeah.
Leonard Skinner blasts it on the radio. There's a mirror and she goes and grabs a bunch. And you know what she does? She does what the first pick did and leave the weapon. She walks outside. She stands on the ledge. But she doesn't jump.
Yeah.
She gets her wits about that. Sits down on the chair and decides life is about to change.
Yeah. For old Jenny. So she needs to go back to see Forrest.
He was so good to her.
He got a daddy named Forrest too.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
There was an article that came out about the plot of Forrest Gump 2, if it would have happened. And it was just fucking crazy. It was like all this crazy shit he was going to do. I didn't even want to make up what it was because it was like, I can't remember, but if you Google it, it's like the seven things was like just fucking nuts. Like,
it was
Forrest Gump.
It was a real thing skate. Thrown around.
Yeah. I think it got pretty far, but then I don't know why. Wow. Oh, no. It's like it was something crazy. Like it was about to be made and then 9/11 happened or some shit like that. Oh, so they scrapped it. I think it's like one of those stories.
Oh,
but
shit.
Yeah, if you find out the shit that they were going to do, it's crazy.
Like Forrest shredding up the Berlin Wall on a skateboard.
Let me just, I shouldn't just talk about it and not. Our listeners don't want just gibberish. They want to know the facts.
That's right.
That's all we usually give them.
Mostly gibberish.
Draft facts, you know?
That's right.
Yeah. Koshy, you got two more honorables, though, well.
Oh, right in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get all three. It's
you're going to pop them.
All right. Now I'm gonna do two that have their own unique thing together. They're spoofs, baby. Airplane. It's a movie.
Yeah.
Yes. Fuck, I had this scene.
Yep. Want some whiskey?
I asks, yeah.
Oh,
I
no, her. Thank you.
Yeah, and it just hits the thing. The other one I have, my cat is going fucking nuts.
I thought it was happening on Drew's end.
I did, too.
Because there's cats walking all up and down.
Yeah.
There's so much.
Because I kept hearing it, and I was like, but he's not meowing. Like, what's going on?
God damn.
God damn.
The other one is also a spoof, also has an exclamation point behind the single word title, Mafia.
Oh, yes. Shit. Yeah.
Yes, the parody of the Scarface scene.
Yeah. Yes. He puts a bunch of, like, a mountain of coke on it. On a craps table, and then like puts a big gulp or something cup over it and snorts it.
Yeah,
and then it's out of the car, and like the car is just like wouldn't even fit a human in it. There's just so much coke.
Yeah,
oh, it's so good,
dude. I love my dude. That scene where he's just eating that fucking orange after he's burnt up, like. Damn, I can't believe you took Airplane.
Got it.
All right, over to me. I'm going to go with, Blow. We have to take Blow in this draft.
And he's at least explaining, like, cocaine.
Yeah, like the scene where he explains exactly that.
Yeah.
Cocaine melts at 180 degrees or something.
I think it's like 120, and they get up to like 190, and he's like, this shit is like...
Well, they said the pure, the absolute pure purity. Cocaine in 180, 190, and this one hits 187, and then they're like, damn, And then Pee-wee Herman is like, I can't sell that. It took me a year to sell all this shit.
It's crazy that we have cocaine movies with Balky and Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know?
Paul Rubens, baby. R.I.P.
Rip.
All right, and then I guess I'm going to take, you know, I can't believe Goodfellas hasn't popped yet either.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do Goodfellas, Ray Liotta, when he's driving all the fuck everywhere and he's all high, he's all coked out of his mind and he keeps looking at the helicopters in the sky following him.
Yeah, but just doing his errands. I don't know why that's so
sauce.
Dude, I love movies like that where all of a sudden you just go on a journey for like no fucking reason, it feels like.
Yeah.
You know, like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, like shit like that, like Licorice Pizza, where you go on these like journeys and you're like, oh, I just went on a cool like movie journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
That really didn't mean much.
And then finally, I'm going to go with Horrible Bosses.
Yeah.
When they're fucking with all their bosses' shit and they spill the fucking cocaine on the ground and they suck it all in and they're trying to figure out how to get it back in the tray.
They get the Dustbuster.
Yeah.
Dude, Bateman and Day just kill it there.
Yeah. Very funny.
Yeah. Charlie Day, two coke scenes.
Hell yeah. I mean, he's a perfect coke guy. He's got the voice and the attitude for it.
Yeah. But Jason Bateman is just fan-fucking-tastic most of the time, isn't he?
He is, dude. He's fucking awesome.
It's like when you watch him, you're like, man, acting has to be so easy. He just does it so easy.
It's
like,
effortless.
Like, cool about it, too. It's like the way he, like, you know, like, whatever, you know, like, how he puts a sentence together. You're like, that's cool, man.
He seems
watching
really
him
versatile.
Act is like, watching him act is like watching Ken Griffey Jr. hit a ball.
Yeah, it's a home run.
I was just watching a bunch of Arrested Development scenes and like,
oh my god,
like the way, you know, just in that, the one that fucking got me was like, when he's talking to his mom about like, when they were talking about the cabin, she's like, oh, he's like, why don't you take a date up there? And she's like, how can I get anybody in that old claptrap? And he just stares and he goes, oh, the cabin, right? the way he fucking sold that of like, oh no, you're talking about the cabin. Okay, yeah.
Oh, man. Dude, him and Game Night, so underrated.
Game Night's such a fun movie.
Game Night is so underrated.
Oh, all right, I'm gonna go first with, it's TV, so it counts. It was just a SNL digital short. So give me A Great Day, Lonely Island.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it's going to be a great day. You know, that one where he just...
Oh, goes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The birds are cheap and tweedly deep. Yeah. Oh, man, so good. Next one I'll go with is... give me... Yeah, I'll go. I'm looking for it and I can't find it. It's Bachelor Party. The donkey takes the cocaine.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious. Anytime an animal does cocaine, hilarious. Which, by the way, I guess we didn't take that. Which,
yeah, I know. I was just gonna say, like,
it's crazy. Cool. I'll go with the kids scene in Cocaine Bear where they take the coke.
Do you know there's a cocaine shark or something like that coming out?
Yes.
Yeah, now that's the thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, you gotta infuse Shark Week somehow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Discovery.
All right, Drew.
All right. I'm gonna go with another Christmas movie, Harold and Kumar 3.
Oh, why did I not take that one?
The little kid on coke.
Oh, she's so good.
Yeah. Anchorman 2, where they smoke crack on the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're counting crack.
I didn't
you
do
do
any
crack. What crack is, right?
It's crack yeah. cocaine, but I.
It is kind of. I don't know.
I would have taken Bad Lieutenant taken otherwise.
I feel like yeah. you could do a whole crack draft. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was okay.
Sorry, don't worry about it.
It's okay. I agree. Everyone, are you?
Honestly, I was gonna leave it. I was gonna leave it in honorables because of that. But then when you guys said TV, I was like, well, fucking, I gotta go fucking Tyrone. Third, I'm gonna go just. It's the like. There's coke in it, but just the whole the progression of Walk the Line, where Dewey's learning about all the drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, is this. So, hey, what are you doing there? Oh man, you won't like it. Yeah, you should stay away from it. Then like later when he's just like, and you never bought drugs. But yeah,
first one.
What
was your first?
What was my first? It was Harold and Kumar.
Oh, Harold yeah. Kumar, of course.
That wasn't your first one.
Yeah.
What was your first honorable mention?
Yeah. Harold and Kumar, Anchorman 2, and whatever
this
the last one
is. This is a fantastic. You know what's crazy? Like, I didn't see that
or
many cocaine lists. So I feel like we're providing people, if they yeah. want to see some great cocaine stuff, we're like the Pusha T of podcasts. Cocaine yeah. podcasting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I have a feeling that the reason why there's not is the maybe not the best
illegality to it? Is that a well, word?
What are these cokeheads listening to while they're all cooked up? Like now we're giving them some content.
They're just getting they're coming up with their own content, bro.
Probably Gabrielle. Dreams.
They're like reaching out to old friends, trying to start businesses and stuff.
Yep. There's got to be some uncreative cokeheads out there that just are sitting there silent, and going,
"They're like, like dude, I got this great idea. What if we started a soup restaurant? Right?
Oh,
God, yeah. So up.
Yeah. I'd be so pissed if coke addicts took our idea.
Yeah, dude. If we were on coke, we'd be billionaires.
Dude, that's true.
Probably.
It's yeah. actually probably really bad that So Up was thought of on this because cokeheads have nothing but drive and nothing but like they are fucking. Yeah.
Listen, we want this.
Yeah, I know.
You can eat it.
There's some coked up fucking chef out there that's like, yes.
Yeah.
So Up. Why didn't I think about it? It was there the whole time.
In the name.
Oh man, do So in one color, Up in another. Oh,
oh yeah.
Kill E. What is that?
Oh, all right.
It's soupy and it's just melted ice cream in bowls.
You got ice cream. You're like, I want a soup restaurant that is just.
Oh man, dude, like. Ice? Yeah, like, well, I mean, you can have a dessert, and it's just like, but you got to get that perfect, because it can't be warm, right? But it's...
You're talking about gazpacho?
But it can't be frozen. No, I'm talking like a dessert, like, you eat your yeah. fucking broccoli and cheddar or whatever,
right.
But then you're like, all right, time for dessert, and then you get, like, that half-melted fucking vanilla bean.
Yeah.
That's
and my daughter.
Man, I'm trying to have that pepperoni vanilla bean, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're thirsty.
Anybody doing any trades, ad drops, steals?
Steals.
I think I'm locked in.
Dude, on a day that we all agreed to have the same Raven. A record-setting day like that, we can't wage war against each other at the end now.
We just fucking just like, oh, yeah, well, fuck, I'm going to do this.
Matter of fact. Yeah, but she, oh, son of a...
I love my picks too much, though.
I know, I'm locked.
Yeah. All right, I'm locked.
Yeah. Man, Super really brought us all together.
It really did.
It does.
This is nice.
Came on here hungry. It's like when you go to the store hungry. You ever hear about that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's what they say. Don't go on the draft pod hungry.
Yeah.
They do say that.
Ask all the Golden Eagles. They'll tell you.
Yeah. Don't go on it hungry. You know. Oh, you're gonna come out of it wanting that God's liquid. I'm talking about that sew up. You know. Dripping down my chin.
The broth of the gods.
Oh, throw some rice in there, baby. Throw some rice in there so that spoon can collect.
Yeah.
That rice will catch carrots. That rice will catch celery. That rice will catch a chunk of chicken if you wanted to.
That's true. That's right. That is Man. True.
Okay. Yeah.
There is really nothing better than like when you're just like going through that soup and it's like you like when it's all like. It gets almost all the way to the bottom before you get that first empty, like it's just broth. Like, you're like, yeah, that was a good soup.
Dude, I don't like, though, when I see people eat their soup and they just eat the stuff out of the soup and then leave the liquid.
No way.
I'm like,
dude.
You shouldn't have gotten soup.
I would rather drink all the soup and leave all the garbage.
The garbage. That's. All the garbage gets like front row to the soup. Like it's always like chicken noodle soup or like broccoli cheddar.
No.
Soup. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, you know what the common denominator is? Sew up.
All right, well, let me read them teams off.
Yeah.
Cocaine season or cocaine. Podcast.
He's
the most wonderful.
Tis the season.
Oh man, those people that gift Mercedes all do cocaine.
Oh yeah,
100%.
If you're gifted a Mercedes, you're definitely high as
fuck. We talked about that a long time. Fuck those commercials.
Yeah.
Also, like, let me pick my fucking car up.
Yeah. Also,
and my mom
who said
you with you, David. I mean, what I can and can't drive.
You're just gonna buy me a $75,000 car and not tell me,
dude. Every commercial where they buy a Mercedes for somebody should have an Asian kid in the house just dropping fireworks the whole time, like, during the commercial.
I love it.
Just know. That there is that kid.
You just hear the pops, like, just in the background. You don't see him, but you know he's there.
Oh, like an ad lib. I love it.
As soon as I hear John Hamm's voice, all I hear is fucking fireworks.
All right. For Drew's team of cocaine, Michael Cera, and This Is the End, blowing it on old Chris's face. Scarface, Cocaine Mountain. The night before, we're talking about that bloody martini. I'll drink it. Tyrone Biggums and Rules of Attraction Vander Beasy. All right. For Andy's team of cocaine scenes,
which
Boogie Nights selling fake. The Wolf of Wall Street, Popeyes up on some cocaina. The Boys, penis cocaine. 7 Days of Hell, snorting that tennis court. Sorry to Bother You, White Voice Cocaine. All right. For James's team of cocaine scenes, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, The Gang Gets Whacked, Super Bad, These Eyes, Corky Romano, The Cocaine Bugging Out, Birds of Prey, another Popeyes up on that cocaina, Flight, Coke Flying. For Ghosh's team of cocaine scenes, Lethal Weapon 1, That Christmas Coke, Die Hard, Ellis, Holly, More Christmas Coke, Pulp Fiction, some Coke Dancing, True Romance, Roadhead Cocaine, and Promising Young Woman, Cocaine.
Nobody's going to have any idea what these scenes are.
Crazy, though, is that, like, because you did cocaine, you were able to just say all of those off the top of your head. You nailed my list. I don't know how you remembered all that.
Yeah.
We had a no jotting rule, so there's no way. Yeah.
Andy gets real laser focused on Coke.
I get so laser focused that I make up a company, make a bunch of money. I buy a refrigerator that will fit me in it, and I put together Legos while sitting inside of a refrigerator. What's up, Sunday?
What's next to you in that refrigerator, my man? Let's do a good callback.
So up.
99 bananas, baby.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that 99 bananas so up.
And who sold you that? Let's do an even further callback. Who sold you that refrigerator?
Rick Jenkins.
No, the kid the kid from Kindergarten Cop.
Apologies, Rick Jenkins, but shout out.
No, man.
I don't know Rick Jenkins.
Thick and chunky. All up.
Hey, you know.
Man.
Yeah.
We did it.
I think we did it.
This was a lot of fun.
This was.
Andy, we're going to have to, I think we got you in twice this year. We'll have to go for three times next year.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's always a good time. You're one of our good tangent guests. It's like you and Vinny, it's like we can't stay on fucking target at all.
I love it, though, yeah.
I know, it's great. It's
always fantastic. Gold.
Yeah.
They look at the listeners are like, 245? What the fuck?
They barely talked about movies.
Yeah, fuck them.
They don't listen. 99 bananas and soup.
They don't listen past the first 15 minutes anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I want to see your 99 bananas undershirt when it comes in the mail, dude.
Yes.
Oh my god.
All six of them.
Or that can be just the Draft Pod merch.
Yeah.
Like, figure out the 99 bananas
logo, but like instead of like
just do it with Draft Pod in it.
Instead of bananas, yeah, Draft Pod, that'd be great.
I'm definitely going to make that now.
God, that's so good.
But yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And I appreciate you, too.
Do you have anything to plug?
Same thing.
Now that you can plug?
Pathetic little Instagram. I mean, you know, bump that follower count up for me, gang. Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
Andy_Utz.
Yeah. It's UTS.
It stands for under the score. _
Nah, man. It stands for upper tier soup.
At least it would have some meaning to it.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys,
it up.
844, signing out. Loves you, bitch.